Now, the rest of the story. Americans in the early 1800s were just mad about almanacs. Some favorites were the Country Almanac, the Longworth Pocket Almanac, the New England Almanac, the U.S. Calendar, the Counting House Almanac. Almanacs often bore the names of their publishers, the Smith and Foreman's Almanac, McCullough's Almanac, and Stevens and Robinson's and Levitt's and Munsell's and Webster's and Banneker's Almanacs. Some 1,500 different almanacs published simultaneously just in the northeastern United States alone. Our forefathers loved almanacs. But this is the rest of the story. Robert B. Thomas was 10 years old when the Declaration of Independence was signed, and as a young man, he was a schoolmaster. At 26, he decided to publish an almanac. And 23 years later, that same almanac was being published by that same Bob Thomas. Now we come to the summer of 1815. In November, as always, the almanac for the following year would be distributed, the text of which had just gone to the printer. Bob was very happy to see it done this year because all the while he was racing against the deadline, he'd been coming down with a flu. He kept telling himself, you can't afford to be sick. So he drove himself, and he managed to stay forked end down until the last word on the last page had been written, until the completed volume had been sent to the print shop. Now, you know the letdown, the physical and mental unwinding that often follows a major accomplishment. Well, that's what Bob's threatening flu bugs had been waiting for. Bob became magnificently ill. He went to bed and stayed there. With one considerable consolation, his almanac had gone to press. Now, the next day, the printer visited Bob's home. Said he hoped Bob was feeling better. Bob said he was not, but thanks anyway. The printer said he hated to bring this up, Bob being so miserable and all, but there was a problem with the almanac. In next year's weather predictions, the month of July was missing. Well, Bob heaved an exasperated sigh. He instructed the printer to fill in the space. The printer said, with what? The ailing publisher said, fill it in with anything. And the printer nodded and left. I do not believe Bob Thomas had figured on his printer's sense of humor. You see, the weather the printer spontaneously predicted in the blank space under the heading of July 1816 was snow. Snow in July. And a lot of copies of that almanac were run off. Before Bob got well and discovered what had happened, annoyed, he demanded the ludicrous forecast of snow in July be replaced with something plausible, so it was replaced. In the rest of the editions of that particular issue, the new prediction read, a storm not far distant. And that's how many of Bob's readers read it. But you know that a good number of the 1816 almanacs with the original humorous prediction were already distributed. And an equal number of Bob's readers, perusing next summer's weather, were much amused by the anticipated snow in July. Now, there's something I really ought to mention at this point. Of all of the hundreds upon hundreds of almanacs published back then, only one has survived, and that one was Bob's almanac. And it has been published every year since 1792. And the whole nation recognizes it even today as the Old Farmer's Almanac. That's the only one of the hundreds that survived. Folks have taken that publication quite seriously, especially since 1816. For that was the year of the tongue-in-cheek summer forecast. And that year, I mean several times over a period of several days, it really did snow in July. And now you know the rest of the story.